known as a con-con, or more properly, an Article 5 constitutional convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con-con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Second and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, March 14th, 2014. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. And boy, it has been a horrible week. Hope the weekend will be a little relaxing. Next week looks to be just absolutely insane regarding Russia and Ukraine because Kerry, of course, has set that deadline for Monday for Russia to reverse course in Crimea, and it doesn't look like anybody's going to back down. Looks like the situation is still escalating. We're going to be talking about that and a bunch of other stuff. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I think it's Craig in the control room this morning. I forgot to check when I was hooking up. And if I sound a little different today, it's because I finally got a new headset. Thanks to a very generous sponsor of our program here. Yes, it is Craig in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. We're going to start talking about developments in Crimea. Of course, John Kerry had a six-hour meeting with his counterpart, Lavrov, looking at the body language in the photos taken before and after the meeting. It doesn't look like either one of them budged on any of these issues here. We're getting a very alarming story here. This was reported over in the LA Times. A Ukrainian army colonel who has been challenged by Russian Marines for control of a Crimean airbase is threatening to open fire on Russian forces in Crimea unless he's given direct orders from Kiev. Not to engage in violence. So this thing is just getting closer and closer. There's already been an altercation between pro-Kiev and pro-Russian demonstrators in a city in the eastern Ukraine that resulted in one death and several injuries. So now Russia's a member of the upper house, the Federation Council, Valentina Mitvienko, has released a statement saying Russian lives in Crimea are in danger. Russia can't remain indifferent. So what they're doing is they're matching the U.S. propaganda tit for tat. We've been hearing this responsibility to protect. We cannot sit idle while Ukrainians are in danger. And now Russia is playing back that exact same propaganda on their side as well. In fact, Russia has gone so far, and this is over Blacklisted News, to warn of an outright invasion of the eastern Ukraine, not just Crimea, but the eastern Ukraine, to defend their compatriots. The European Union is threatening Gazprom, that whole issue about natural gas and potentially having it cut off or potentially having to pay for it with gold, is also heating up as well. Interesting article over at the Daily Sheeple saying Ukraine, the worst case scenario is World War III. Yeah. It is. This thing could very quickly spiral out of control. Neither side shows a willingness to back down. And in the game of global geopolitics, backing down, admitting you're wrong, carries repercussions in terms of your world prestige. And we've been hearing a lot of that in Washington, D.C., that if the U.S. doesn't act decisively against Russia, it will damage our street cred, which is, I think, from the point of view of the soldiers on the front line, that's a really kind of a weak reason to go to war, but that's what they're talking about right now. Personally, we're technically already in World War III because U.S. military doctrine defines a world war as fighting on more than two fronts or two continents, and we're there. We've been there for quite some time. I'm sure future historians are going to look back at big mistake number three and say that we were actually all the way well into it at this point in time here. Now, Kerry came out, he made a statement after his meeting with Lavrov, where he reiterated that even though the U.S. government recognizes and supports the ruling party, the government in Kiev, which was installed by force, overthrow, coup d'etat, they will not recognize the Crimean referendum. But you need to remember, and there's an article we linked to whatreallyhappened.com from Russia Today pointing out there have been five referendums that the West didn't have a problem with at all. Why is it a big deal on this one? And again, it's just more of the hypocrisies and double standards. And by the way, Kerry in his post-meeting speech was back out there, you know, saying that, you know, this is all about territorial integrity and that's our only concern. And we know that's not true. Their concern has to do with those Russian naval bases. It has to do with dragging the Ukraine into the enslavement of the European Central Bank. It's just another U.S. coup d'etat like we saw in Chile, Iran, 1953. They tried it again in 2009. That failed. We're seeing it also going on down in Venezuela. Since the end of World War II, the U.S. government has tried to overthrow 56 governments, succeeding 25 times. They're batting about a 450 on this. Now, apparently, another little scandal coming out of the Congress here, Lindsey Graham was apparently offering help to Democrats to send taxpayer money to the Ukraine, and he got caught on an open mic. And that, of course, is a little bit of an embarrassment. But everybody's on board this war agenda. They know the real point of this, forcing the petrodollar back on the world, forcing the world back onto Bretton Woods. Both parties are hand in glove in agreement with that agenda, and, of course, Wall Street as well. Earlier today, hackers took down the Russian presidential website and the central bank's webpage in a massive distributed denial of service attack. Both websites are now back up and running, but this thing is getting really, really serious out there here. Now, yesterday we were talking about this poll that was run in a German website called the Daily Mirror, and how only 4% of the respondents on the poll supported the idea of NATO military involvement in the Ukraine. And apparently shortly after we reported that, the poll was taken off the net and never seen again. You're not supposed to know that your fellow citizens are not in lockstep agreement with the government over going to war. And we see that same behavior here in the United States. There have been some online polls that have gone disastrously against the government agenda, and they immediately get taken down or replaced with a new banal poll about, you know, Kim Kardashian's new selfie or something like that here. Now, there is one interesting story here. This is over in the Voice of Russia. At the moment, and I stress at the moment, Washington is refusing to send military aid to the coup d'etat government in Kiev. They're promising a bunch of money. They're sending field rations, which is considered non-combat material. But the message from Washington to Kiev is, they should be focusing on the economic issues and not be rattling their sabers quite so hard. Now, that situation could change, and again, one hothead with a machine gun is really going to get this thing going. China is once again out there cautioning everybody about this talk of major sanctions against Russia, warning that once you start getting into the West sanctions Russia, Russia offers sanctions back, it's going to grow and grow and spiral completely out of control, and everybody's economy is going to get wrecked. And remember, Russia's ruble is supported by manufacturing and agriculture. It has the strength to sustain a great deal of damage and still go on working. And that's quite in contrast to both the United States and the European Union, whose economies are very fragile, crippled by this debt created by these private central banks. Declining exports, declining manufacture, certainly here in the United States of America. Right now, the dollar is held up by its image, and images are very easy things to break. So China is acting like the voice of reason here, saying this could be a Pyrrhic victory. You could be hoisting with your own economic petard. We have to take a break for some commercials. Do join us on the air, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show today. And as I mentioned earlier in the last segment here, we're seeing these U.S. sponsored coup d'etats taking place all over the world. Now, for most of our lives, brainwashed by the corporate media, and by the government, we didn't realize this is what was going on. But as I mentioned in the last segment, since the end of World War II, the U.S. government has covertly tried to overthrow the governments of 56 countries, succeeding 25 times. And this is very much what appears to be going on down in Venezuela, because even though Hugo Chavez himself is gone, Venezuela still wants to sell their oil to China for the yuan and not the dollar. The media, of course, is, you know, demonizing the Venezuelan government. Oh, my goodness, they're conducting a terror campaign against their own citizens. But if you look at the people causing the rioting, they are armed. They're carrying out arson. And it looks just like the agent provocateurs we see working for the United States and all the other countries. They're causing violence to be blamed on the targeted government. We know now that the snipers that were killing people in Kiev were not working for Yanukovych. They were working for the coup d'etat. We're going to grab a phone call here. John in the Caribbean. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yeah, talking about the Ukraine situation. I did an investigation last night, and Russia has actually sold the Super Sunburn, this Onyx SSN-26, mm-hmm. to nine nations. These are known to be the world's best ship killers on the planet.
Okay, I think the version they sell to other countries is actually called the Ruby, because it doesn't quite have all the capabilities of the Onyx. The U.S. does the same thing. When they make a weapon system, there's the version they make for the U.S., and then there's sort of a reduced, stripped-down, no stereo, no carpeting version that is cleared for export. But it almost really doesn't matter. We do know that in response to the presence of U.S. guided missile destroyers in the Black Sea, Russia has deployed the Bastion shore defense system to Crimea, and that does use the Onyx. And it is a very dangerous weapon. It can fly supersonic, it can fly a high path for range, or it can do sea skimming. And what really makes it dangerous to our ships is during the terminal phase, during that time when it is approaching its target, it doesn't fly a straight path. It weaves back and forth, it dipsy doodles, and that makes it impossible to get a radar lock on it that tells you where it's going to be when the deployed munition gets there. And this thing is so fast, it can probably get by the phalanx and pretty much all the other current active ship defense systems. This is one of the reasons why the Navy's been developing and deploying a laser weapon, a zero-time-of-flight weapon, but that's not actually in active service yet.
Well, the other disturbing thing is this morning I learned that the Russian aircraft carrier, the Kuznetsov, and several ground-based systems are now on a military drill over the Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm.
This is sort of more saber-rattling, but shows that the Russians are prepared to go the last step. Now, I wanted to make another comment about this MH370, the Malaysian airline that went missing.
Yes.
They did a really nice analysis in the Daily Mail, UK Daily Mail this morning, with all the reality, not all the, you know, the alien abduction myths and things.
Yeah.
But what they're saying now, yes, it looks like it could be in Pakistan or maybe in the Indian Ocean, or it could be in Diego Garcia. And my view is Diego Garcia is almost a certainty. It's been moved into a hangar, and we don't know what it's been moved, why it is there, but it looks like it was hijacked and flown to Diego Garcia.
I'm in agreement right now. I'm starting to move away from my earlier theory that it was grabbed to be chopped and sold for spare parts, as profitable as that would be. And like I said, what really got me thinking very carefully about what's going on was yesterday when Fox News had James Kallstrom as their expert to tell us all there's no doubt it crashed into the ocean, and there's some people in the U.S. government still trying to push that line here. And remember, Kallstrom was in the FBI assistant director in charge of the cover-up of TWA 800. So if they're trotting him out again, that's a red warning flag. Something is going on that they're keeping secret.
Well, the IMCAS system, which is a satellite-based system, was still reporting it, the engines to, you know, performance to Rolls-Royce, the altitude, the airspeed.
Okay, now, I'm sorry to cut you off here, but that's not accurate. None of those maintenance systems report airspeed or altitude or course or direction. And now the story is basically changing to say that it wasn't the Rolls-Royce systems at all. It was a system that was pinging the satellites looking to make a connection to phone home. And the only data that actually did come through confirmed that the engines were running 4 hours later. And that's pretty much the only data they're admitting that they have.
Yeah, well, that was the report in the Daily Mail this morning.
Okay, all right.
They are getting towards it, but what it does do, it's completely making a nonsense of all the original theories and from Malaysia, from the U.S. But it seems that only the U.S. is being allowed to track this thing or look for it with their ships. Mm-hmm. Which again suggests this is a nefarious activity of some sort.
Well, not really. I mean, the U.S. is going out there and acting like, you know, it's missing and nobody knows where it is. It's more theater. But there's something very weird going on about that. And we're going to talk about that a little more in depth because there's some new information a little bit later in the show. But, John, we're going to let you go, and we're going to grab Keith in Montana. Keith, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello there, Mike, and thank you for your kind words, too. Hey, I was going to say, you know, it seems like this Malaysian flight thing is just a distraction for some reason, because it's just like this bin Laden, you know, since when, I mean, really, since when has the United States military and else like that ever cared about the death of an Arab or a Muslim like that, you know? They have assigned surnames to everyone, whether they're Asians, slant-eyed swoops. I mean, it goes on and on like that. When does anyone care about anyone on the other side of the world?
Well, you make a very valid point. It is uncharacteristic for the U.S. military to deploy for a civilian air crash on the other side of the world. Of course, they certainly did for TWA 800. They went in and took control of the area. But I think this is a classic case of just trying to look good. And, you know, look like we're still the world's policemen and keep on selling that issue. But again, we're going to go into Flight 370 in greater depth a little bit later in the show, okay?
Then I had one other fast thing here. I was surprised when I told you I was listening out there late last night there. When John McCain turned around and said that those folks in the UK would not harm their ability to use lobbyists. And when he said that, then he shut it. I mean, then he looked at what I guess it was a camera. Then he looked at it and he shut right up like that. So then I realized that there is some money flowing back and forth for someone who's getting bought off on this Ukraine deal.
Oh, well, that's a given. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of bribe money going on to keep people in line and everything. I mean, that's a big part of fighting a war is covert funding of the people you want to support and financial attacks on the enemies. And there's a lot of bribery. A lot of what we are told is foreign aid or humanitarian aid is really just cash payoffs to the leaders of these countries. We got to take a break for commercials. Right. Thank you for the call, Keith, and we'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, the last of the Canadian contingent has left Afghanistan. They're out. Our kids are still there, and our government is still trying to figure out a way to keep them there. Got to protect those gas pipelines and all that opium that's there. But the Canadian troops are finally out the door and headed home. They were given send-off messages by the people of Afghanistan that were not at all polite. And for the polite Canadians, they're all, how could they say such things about us? Well, you're an invading force. When you go into somebody else's country and smash up the place, they're not going to think well of you. The Taliban spin is that this represents a defeat of the Canadians, and they have now fled the country. I'm not sure I'd be that provocative until you have your whole country back, but... Afghanistan is Afghanistan. Syria, meanwhile, has made the decision to close their embassies in Washington, D.C., Riyadh, and Kuwait, because apparently a great deal of pressure is being brought to bear on those diplomatic missions. They've called back their embassy staff in those countries, and they're just going to shut down the embassies, which I think it's a bad idea, but Syria understands. The U.S. is pushing for a state of war with them. All righty. Now, we're going to talk about Flight 370. When the earliest indications came of a turn to the west and a flight that lasted considerably longer than the point at which the transponders were turned off, there were a lot of people in the media saying, oh, no, it's crashed. It's got to be somewhere down there in the water. And then, of course, we got that military radar contact in the Malacca Straits near the island. The translation is Silver Island. Its real name is, Palau, and I have lost track of that. Anyway, here's what's going on. Now we know the plane continued flying for 4 hours, and everybody's sort of hemming and hawing. Well, it looks like maybe it did fly for quite some time, and maybe, they're still saying, might have been diverted. At this point, that's the only possible conclusion about what's going on. Remember, Malaysia was saying the radar contact was bogus. The satellite pinging data was bogus. And you're wondering, why are they coming into this with such a bias? Okay, but at this point, everyone's pretty much in agreement that, yeah, the available evidence is that after turning off the transponders, the aircraft turned back to the west, was heard flying low over Malaysia by a bunch of villagers who reported that in, picked up on the radar near Silver Island. And at that point, it's gone. The only two points we have for predicting its course is the point where the transponders were turned off and the point where the radar detected it. Okay. Now, earlier today, there's a couple of things I want to first point out. In the event of a genuine hijacking, the pilot has something he can do to let the ground know what's going on. In the cockpit, you have the transponder. And on that transponder is an identification number that lets the air traffic control computers know which airplane you are. So it can create that little data block with all that information. If the pilot hears violence in the cabin, if he thinks something is going wrong, he is supposed to change the ident number to an agreed-on code that says, hey, there's a problem on board, potential hijacking. That code was never received by air traffic control. The transponder on Flight 370 was showing the assigned code identification number right up to the point it was switched off. So there's a piece of fact that we need to be looking at. Now, the corporate media today is saying the aircraft was flying toward the Andaman Islands. But the Andamans are actually well north of that course indicated by the point where the transponder was shut off and the last radar contact near Palau Perak, Silver Island. Now, in considering where Flight 370 went, you not only have to ask if the plane could have made it there and if there was a runway sufficient to take it, you have to ask why the plane would go there. Now, looking at the Andaman Islands, there are two runways that can handle the 777. Both of them near heavy civilian populations. Well, no, not on Malacca. It's not a heavy civilian population, but there's residential right up there, and the commerce center of the entire island is close to the airport as well. Now, whoever took the airplane, they're not going to want to use an airport with private citizens around the airport. As with all the press about looking for this missing Malaysian 777, by now, somebody would have come forward to say, hey, there was a Malaysian 777 landed on our runway that night, and I noticed it because 777s normally don't come in here. Remember all those reports we got from people living in Malaysia who heard the plane go overhead. So we can rule out any airfields with a civilian population around them. Now, if you take the point where the transponder turned off, and the radar contact near Palau Perak as your course indicator, and you extend that course along the direction the aircraft was traveling, what it points to is not the Andaman Islands, but Diego Garcia, which has a very nice runway down there. It's all military. It's owned by Britain. The U.S. is using it. There are no pesky civilians around to take note of strange aircraft coming in and email their cousin who works on a city newspaper. all of the internet connections going to Diego Garcia are firewalled in Great Britain. So they've got complete lock and filter on anything going in or out. Now, yesterday after the show, the story broke that the missing airliner electronic systems were shut down separately. There was a 14-minute interval between when the data reporting system was shut off and the transponder was shut off. And that tells us two things. First of all, there was no catastrophic event in the air that tore the entire plane apart, not with 14-minute gap. Second, if they're shutting down the data reporting systems 14 minutes before the transponder is shut down and the pilot has not dialed in that transponder code to say, "Hi, I'm being hijacked," then something's going on. Maybe the pilot was part of whatever was going on. He doesn't exactly have a good reputation. He was apparently in trouble before for picking the young hotties out of the passengers and letting them ride with him up in the cockpit, which is a complete violation of all the security rules. So, again, and I'm not the only one who's pointing at Diego Garcia. A lot of people are saying that. Article in KabulTimes.com. The headline, "Was Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 redirected to Diego Garcia?" I mean, certainly if they land it there, they've got complete control out of communications going in and out of there. There are no other overflights. It's not an area where commercial airlines are going to just fly overhead and see something embarrassing. Now, the specific aircraft used for Flight 370 is a Boeing 777-200ER. The ER stands for extended range. And here's where this gets interesting. The 777-200ER, when it is fully fueled, has a range of 7,700 nautical miles, which if you're taking off from Diego Garcia, means this plane can fly without having to stop for refueling pretty much all over the Middle East, most of Europe, Black Sea. That may be the reason that specific aircraft was taken, because of that range. And as I mentioned before, the fact that Fox News was bringing in James Kallstrom to reassure us all that this thing had crashed in the ocean, that's a red warning flag. And it's a weird story, and it's getting even weirder. Apparently, Malaysian officials have gone as far as to recruit a witch doctor to try and find the missing 777. When contacted for comment, the witch doctor said, okay, so a little bit of there. But again, everybody's saying, where could the airplane have gone? And when you're considering where it went, it's not just a question of where it could have reached and if they have a runway capable of taking the aircraft. You have to ask why they would want to go there. And as I said before, we can rule out any large runways near a civilian population because somebody would have picked up a phone looking at their TV and hearing all this stuff about a missing Malaysian 777. They would have picked up the phone and said, you know, we had a plane like that land here. They wouldn't take the chance of being able to do that. And that's another reason to think it's down in Diego Garcia. Why? We don't yet know. We'll be right back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately.
Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here. John in Arizona. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I have a question. Is it possible that this Malaysian hijacking is some sort of staged event to distract from the potential for war with Russia in the future?
Well, they seem to be reporting both stories with an equal amount of focus. Generally, what they've used to distract us before tend to be tawdry little sex scandals like Gary Condit and Chandra Levy, which certainly don't cost as much. To engineer and don't carry the attendant risks with it. I don't think so. I mean, the media may say, well, thank goodness we've got something to report on, besides, IRS gate and the crashing economy. But whoever engineered this theft, of this aircraft. They've got a completely different agenda, and it involves that aircraft. I don't think it's got anything to do with the passengers on board. If they wanted to kill off a bunch of people, they just would have put a bomb on there. The lengths they went to literally grab the aircraft and attempt to fly it off in an unknown direction suggest it is the physical aircraft itself that is wanted. And I think that radar hit near Silver Island was the event they didn't expect and plan for, because that gave us, of course, direction for where it went.
Mm. And just one other question. I have to admit, I haven't been following it too closely, but I don't hear much mention about the passengers, assuming that there were some. What's the theory as to what happened to these people?
Well, sadly, I'm probably, you know, I hate to be this way, they're probably no longer among the living. Because obviously when you're stealing an aircraft, the passengers are all witnesses. We don't know how many of those passengers may have actually been part of this operation. So I know the FAA has finally released a seating chart of who was sitting where. We know there were some executives from a semiconductor company that were basically flying around trying to streamline and lower costs in their operation. There were a bunch of patent holders there, and their patents now go to their heirs. But again, if you want to get rid of that kind of people, there are easier ways to do it than to steal an airplane.
Yeah, no, I guess I'm kind of innocent and not thinking of that. But has there been one last question? Is this something really new in hijacking, for a plane to just disappear like this, or is there any precedence for this in previous hijackings history?
Well, as I mentioned before, when we were still talking about the possibility of the plane being grabbed to be broken into parts and sold on the spare parts market, there was another plane, a 727, that simply vanished down in Africa, and they never found any remains of it. And the U.S. investigation concluded one of the possibilities was that it had been stripped for parts and sold off. Right now, there is a major shortage of 777 spare parts in the world. And that that aircraft carefully dismantled and those parts sold off would be worth a couple of $100 million.
Wow. Okay. Well, thanks very much for what you do, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot there. Now, I want to get back into this Senate committee investigation into CIA torture, which has taken a very, very dark turn with the discovery that the CIA was not only spying on the members of the Senate committee, and hacking into their computers. They were deleting incriminating files, something like over 800 individual documents that basically laid out how the CIA was engaging in torture were deleted. This is clearly illegal. And a chairperson, Dianne Feinstein, is very much up in arms. How dare you? She's screaming about the Fourth Amendment. Stunning hypocrisy given her defense of NSA spying against the rest of us. Even The Daily Show was out there saying you can't have it both ways. You can't be out there saying that, you know, Americans should be perfectly okay with the NSA reading their email and listening to their phone calls and breaking into their computers, but when it happens to you, then all of a sudden it is an issue. And the hypocrisy, in fact, is extraordinarily stunning. Now, apparently, the Obama White House is refusing to turn over 9,400 documents requested by the Senate committee investigating CIA torture. And again, Congress has the oversight function, and the White House doesn't really have a legal authority to do it. A lot of these documents are from before Obama's administration. And basically, they're out there saying, you know, we've got to protect the prerogatives of the executive branch and the office of the presidency. Well, what they're saying basically is, yeah, we're torturing, the Bush administration was torturing, and we don't want to talk about it. And again, the use of torture, first of all, you don't get good, reliable information with torture. You get politically convenient confessions. That's the only reason to engage in that torture. We know a lot of innocent people were subjected to torture. Just they were named as terror suspects by people who just wanted the reward money. They were throwing money all over the place saying, name a terror suspect and you will get all this cash. Oh, yeah, him over there with the... You know, with the white stripe on his black turban, he's a terror suspect. And it's becoming very obvious what's going on. Over at firstlook.org, they had an article that just basically came out and said the White House has been covering up the presidency's role in torture for years. We have a government that uses torture to get what it is they think they want. And again, you don't get reliable information. Person being tortured is just going to say whatever he thinks the torturer wants to hear to stop the pain. Yes, there are witches. Yes, we turned into black cats and went riding on a broomstick. Yes, I shot down the Hindenburg and Challenger and Columbia. I shot Kennedy and Lincoln. I personally nailed Jesus to the cross. You get somebody and you're torturing them, they will confess to anything, no matter how insane it is. So there's a fight between the CIA and the Senate Intelligence Committee, and now there's a fight between the Senate Intelligence Committee and the White House, and it gets back to the question we talked about earlier in the week. Who is really running this nation? We have a supposedly elected civilian government, corrupt and competent, just like the former government of Ukraine was supposed to be. But they're supposed to be running the country. They're, whether they're doing it badly or not, they're supposed to be running the country. And now we're finding out that may not be true, that our nation may actually be controlled and directed by the intelligence agencies, CIA and NSA. And I don't think any of us wants that. We certainly didn't give our consent to it. We never had a chance to vote for these people. It's a cryptocracy, a hidden government, the secret government. And it's breaking into the light with this conflict between the Senate Intelligence Committee and the CIA and the White House here. Now, speaking of NSA spying, Facebook co-founder Mark Zuckerberg has gone public yesterday, basically out there saying the NSA spy program has been a disaster. People around the world are abandoning American IT companies. They're building their own internets. They don't want to go through anything connected to the United States for fear it's been compromised. And that's a legitimate concern. That's a very legitimate concern. And it's harming their business. It's costing them money. Our economy can't afford it. There are a lot of foreign customers canceling orders for American-made computer equipment, or at least American-designed, made-in-China computer equipment, because they cannot trust it. All right, we're going to grab a real quick phone call here. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to ask you a question about diplomatic immunity. There was something in the mail, not mail, email, that I got a couple days ago, and it was about a citizen, Indian citizen living in New York City, evidently had been brought up on violation, some wage violation charges. And the courts threw it out, said that she was granted diplomatic immunity, expressed that they thought she should leave the country but would not pursue it. And I just want to know more about this whole diplomatic immunity, the history of it. It seems like a get-out-of-jail-free card almost, but I'm not sure how this all came about and why does it still exist today.
It is considered a courtesy from between nations with embassies. I'm sorry. Steve, I'm going to reply to your question when we come back from the top of the hour break.